This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, another hour ready to go. This hour brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I'm kind of hungry. Somebody said earlier that I was saying lunch instead of dinner and supper instead of dinner. I don't. To me, it's lunch and supper, right? Dinner can interchange with lunch, I think. Who cares? It's food, whatever you call it.
It's food and food. Who cares?
Exactly right. Whether it's lunch, dinner, or you save it for supper, if you go to the Valley City location of PetroServe USA today, beef tips and gravy, oh, goodness, scallop, potatoes, and ham, are you kidding me? Good old-fashioned, fantastic meal there. That's at the Valley City location off 292, the exit on I-94. Up at Harwood, a sausage potato today. That's worth the trip. North of Fargo on I-29 at Harwood, sausage potatoes, Swedish meatballs today at the Fargo 12th Avenue North location. That's at the intersection of I-29 and 12th Avenue North. And then there's Tater Tot Hot Dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. There you go. If you're traveling, you got your lunch planned right there. Swing on in and enjoy. You're going to love it a whole lot. All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550 if you want to talk about our conversation with Tim Walz. Steve in Bismarck has been waiting to weigh in here a while. Let's talk unemployment and some texts to get to and more of your calls and lots of things to cover today on the program. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Unemployment.
Unemployment, of course. Yes. Tell me more.
Yeah. Okay. You had a guest on from Williston. He was trying to explain to you, you know, you sign up for unemployment, all right? You're going to get your unemployment if you qualify, right?
Yes.
Okay. The law is written that if you don't, Scott, you're working for me. I call Scott. Scott, hey, come on back to work. I need you. Scott doesn't show up. All right. What am I going to do? You tell me, Scott. I mean, you know so much about the unemployment, you know, so what are you going to do?
Well, I assume that the employer is going to call the unemployment agency and say, hey, look, we're trying to get this dude back, and he won't come back. We told him to come back.
I know what happens.
I would hope that they would say, okay, then he's not getting unemployment benefits. Maybe they have some process to track him down.
Correct them on, no, Scott. Correct, Scott. Hey, what's the big deal with that? You know, you demonize the American worker. You're saying he's a terriblest person out there. You know, he don't deserve this. He don't deserve that. But put some of it on the employer, okay? That's all they have to do, man. That's all they have to do is pick up that phone and do that. Simple.
I got to back you up a little bit because you're suggesting
that. Back up a little bit.
You're suggesting that I'm demonizing the American worker. How am I demonizing the American worker?
Well, you're talking about him constantly. Put down constantly, man. You don't see that? You don't pick that up, huh?
Well, no. I'd like an example of how I put them down constantly, since I say it so often.
They don't show up for work. They're terrible. They're not coming back to their jobs.
That isn't the American worker.
They're paying no taxes.
Who did I say? Obviously, they're paying taxes.
Well,
I said that.
I don't know, man. But here's the deal. Just get it right. You know, you're always out there, all fake news. Just get it right, man. You're the one that's making all this fake BS.
So let me get this straight.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to unemployment.
Here's what I've been talking about. And so you tell me of this what I don't know that I'm talking about, Steve. And that is, I don't think somebody should get more to not work than to work. Do we agree or disagree on that?
Yes. Okay. I agree.
Okay. So now the $600 goes away and we have nothing to worry about. But what's happened is because the government decided it made sense to pay people more to not work than work, some of them don't want to come back.
Yes, Scott. You're going off again, you know. You're demonizing the American worker right now.
Oh, my gosh. How is that demonizing the American worker?
One person out of 60 people has, basically not come back to work where I work. All right?
Okay. All right. So just so we're clear.
The oil patch people, hey, man, they cut and run. When this thing starts, and they're not coming back, so them employers need to call. It's just so simple, you know. Call them up, and hey, maybe they'll show up when they're not getting unemployment.
Well, to use your number,
maybe they'll show up on their doorstep.
To use your number,
want their job back.
That this is a problem with 1 in 60. The only person I'm quote unquote demonizing is the one, not the 60. Okay, not the 59.
Okay.
So let's get that straight. You're suggesting what I'm saying demonizes every worker. That's crazy talk. Number one. Number two, you and I agree.
Crazy because that's how you come off. You think everybody's just picking you up? I don't get you, man. I can tell you're from Minnesota. I'm a small town North Dakota boy.
Yeah, well, I've been here from since 1984. I don't know if that qualifies me as an North Dakota or not.
I've been here from 63. Yeah. Another thing is, you get the governor on there, and he says, "Well, not everybody's making that $594. That's maximum, dude. You know, there's a lot of people who aren't even making $200. If you tell me how you're gonna pay the rent, buy
we just got
kids,
done covering this, Steve. You're backtracking on me now." You and I just agreed that it doesn't make sense to pay more. Did we not agree that what I was most critical of a unemployment system that pays people more not to work than to work? You said you agreed that was a bad idea.
Well, I misspoke.
You misspoke. You think that's a good idea. People should get more money not to work than to work.
I just mentioned it to you that everybody is not getting $594 a week. They may be lucky if they get $200. If you work in the hospitality industry or, something like that, wow, them guys, you know, I bet you that $200 if they're
Steve, the average salary for unemployment among North Dakotans is $44,000 annualized. $44,000 is considerably more than that.
Do you believe that?
Well, I'm just telling you the facts. $44,000.
What about the people that are making like $20,000 a year?
Yeah, I would imagine there's some people when there's an average fee that are under the 44. That is that's simple math.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you where the problem is. And that's the only thing I'm critical of. I'm not critical of workers. I love workers. I want them to come back to work. But when we design a system that says I'm better off staying at home and not working and not answering the phone and dodging the call than going back to work, that's a bad idea. That's where government has gone bad. That is not demonizing the American worker. That's demonizing the system.
Out of our 60 employees, one of them did that, and they're gone. They called the employment office. That's it.
Yeah, good. That's my point. That's the ones we're talking about. That's the ones we're talking about. But we're also talking about a system that pays people more to not work than work. And I think that's a really bad idea. That's the only thing I'm demonizing.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you are demonizing there. Definitely you are.
I can't win with you. I can't win. Don and Minot, you take a turn. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. My wife has been unemployed since February because her boss retired and closed the business. She worked for him for 41 years plus, and we're not taking unemployment. We figured that she would be able to find something right away because of her experience. She's still looking, and she's 61 years old. We're beginning to wonder if it's age issue or something, but with all her experience, she's putting in her resume and stuff, but she can't find anything. But yet, we're not doing unemployment at all. We're basically running off of my business, my trucking business. So, but it's getting tight. It's getting real tight. She's starting to get nervous. She's not happy at all. And, you know, these people talking about the money coming in, you know, on unemployment.
But your wife is entitled to unemployment. She's paid into unemployment. Her employer paid in a share for her. My point is unemployment insurance makes sense. What doesn't make sense is to add $600 a week to it so people make more. Because then your wife would say, and your wife wouldn't do this, obviously, because she's out there looking for work, not even taking advantage of what she's got coming to her. But some people would say, why do I want to look for work? I'm making more at home. This is ridiculous. And by the way, it's exactly what the Democrats want. They love it.
Exactly.
They love it. They got their hooks in you. Now you're theirs. You work for them. You're a slave. You know, it's just crazy.
I agree, but I mean, you know, it's just some of us don't, I don't believe in taking the money unless we're in dire straits, and we're not in dire straits. So, I mean,
well, if there were more patriots like you, if there were more patriots like you, we wouldn't have $22 trillion in debt. You know, if your wife, if your wife doesn't have a job from a week from today, you call in, we'll do a little free commercial. And we'll tell all those employers out there about, I tell you what, if I was looking to hire today, I'd hire somebody in their 60s for about any job because the work ethic is there, which sometimes it isn't with the younger folks. Thanks, Don. Eric in Watford City, your next overweight.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot cords for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
They say it's what? Could it be somebody's... I think it's today. I'm looking at the calendar.
Say it.
I think it is. Monday, August 3rd. Also known... Yeah, exactly. And it's Crystal Lopez's birthday.
Oh, that's right. CeeLo's got the B-Day
today. CeeLo!
Yeah, buddy.
Birthday today. Exactly right. Happy birthday to CeeLo. She's the best. That's what she told me to say. That she was the best. But no, she is. She is the best. She's great. CeeLo is my my sales partner. So she and I crisscross the country, and we talk to clients and help them build their businesses through the power of what's on your mind, just like our buddy CJ does at DAC Diesel. You ask CJ sometime, you want to know, where should I advertise? What should I advertise? Ask CJ how much business he was doing prior to advertising on what's on your mind. Diesel repair, tractors, trucks, semis, you know, the whole gamut. Does house calls. He's heard from our listeners all over the Fruit of Plenty. He'll go anywhere. It's a Bismarck diesel repair shop. But the nice thing is CJ grew up in the business, so he really knows it well. They got a great team of mechanics there, and they just do it, and they do it right. So you tell him you're what's on your mind, listener. I'm telling you, you're going to get treated like gold right there. DACDiesel.com to check him out or call him at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Also, today we get to welcome a brand new sponsor to the program. Remember I mentioned earlier if you were moving that I wanted you to listen close and keep listening and stay right by us? Well, when you move, wouldn't you want to be moved by somebody that's been doing what they've been doing since 1932, family-owned, veteran-owned, many locations, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, Phoenix? They are movers for the biggest names in the business. And a little secret you need to know, it can be very dangerous when you move. There's some independent companies out there that don't have to live by the same standards. For instance, all of their labor is background checked, drug tested, and they provide every solution for moving and storage, do-it-yourself to full-service moves, those little mini move box, you know, you've seen those before? They'll bring them to your home, you load it up, and they come get it. I mean, across the block, across the country, they do it all. Great rates. So getting a move estimate from Action Movers is easy. They have virtual moving quotes. You can meet with their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone at your convenience, so that's easy as well. They come to your home or business, guide you through the stress-free move experience. You get same-day estimates. So you get the idea here, right? Now, the really cool thing is, if you call them, say you're moving, and you need a realtor, obviously, to move, right? You got to need to find a home and to sell my home. Well, you can move for free doing just that with Action Movers, because you just fill out an easy online form. A local realtor calls you within like 24 hours. You sell your home or buy a new home or both, and you get $5 in cash for every 1,000 of the purchase price of your home. And then they move you. So it's like getting your move almost paid for in some cases. So it really is a great way to go. Anyway, we're very glad to have them on the team. New in this month of August. And we think highly of our sponsors because they keep us rolling. So we appreciate also all the support others in our audience show for them. If you need more information, by the way, from Action Movers, 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. Okay, back to the phones. 800-228-0550 on National Watermelon Day. It's a summer kind of thing.
Saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, love them.
92 days until Election Day. Can hardly believe it. Christian, somewhere in northern North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. See, I farm, and this spring we had a hard time getting labor from overseas because we can't get guys from here because it's pretty hard for us to compete with the oil field, everything else. Well, there was a lot of people laid off, and it was very difficult to actually get those people because they make more off of unemployment than we could pay them. And so it's pretty hard to entice them to come and actually do work when they can just sit on unemployment and get that extra $600 a week. We couldn't get them, and we can't get them, and I'm not the only one. So this pot-smoking guy that thinks that he can't give any specifics. When you challenge them, he can't give any specifics, just like the regular liberals do. They just want to spout off. The reason, the deal is that, yes, if the employer calls them back, yes, they have to go back. But they could get other jobs. and we couldn't hire them or had a very hard time hiring them.
Okay, and those are the people that I am being critical of, Christian. That's the people I'm being critical of. The people that are making more on unemployment than they would by working and choose not to go back. Rather than take it as the bonus that it was to weather the storm of COVID, you know, and just go back when the employer called back to not go back to work, that's what I'm being critical of for Steve. I don't remember taking administering a drug test, but it sounds like you did to Steve. Are you a little concerned about his choice of substance?
Well, just for the guy said man all the time, and he didn't give any specifics. And, I mean, he just sounded like he was half out of it. He sounded like somebody I probably wouldn't want to hire as an employer. But and I'm not trying to down the guy, but I mean, he needs to understand the way he sounds. But the deal is that the unemployment, everything that was doing, it was well needed for some of these people. For a lot of these people that got let off of work, this, that, the other, it's a needed program. It is. But that when they added $600 a week, they made it so they didn't want to go look for any other jobs or whatnot. They're just going to ride out the program. And that's not really what it's supposed to be. So it actually hurt
right.
the employers in the long run.
Here you're trying to help get the economy back, right? You're trying to bring people and employ them and put them to work, and you can't because of the program. This is exactly why, folks, we need to remind everybody that that's the vision of Joe Biden and the Bernie Sanders AOC wing of folks. They want people more dependent on them, on government. And to do it, they raise your taxes, those of us that are working, to give everyone else more money than they'd make by going back to their old job. Just wrap your mind around that and ask if that's the America you want, because that's the debate between now and November. Christian, appreciate the call. Thank you. Eric, Watford City, go.
I was calling in because I heard the guy going off kind of about the unemployment thing. And I do highway construction, been doing it for a number of years. And part of that is, you know, budgeting, because I get laid off and collect unemployment every year. Because it's a fraction of what I actually make at my normal job, which is kind of how it should be, you know, to kind of help a person get another job rather than actually pay for all the bills. And, you know, this past spring, I got an extra $600 a week for a couple weeks before I went back to work. I didn't need the money. And then, you know, they sent me and my wife a check for $2,400 just because of the whole COVID thing. And again,
that was a little bonus. Hang on, Eric, if you would. We're up against the break. I want to let you finish. We'll do it after this. Then what's on your mind? Don't go away.
Hi, Scott Hannon here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kroc, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kroc, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kroc today. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kroc is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Anamoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias could strengthen back into a hurricane as it skirts the east coast. The center of Isaias will be passing well east of the Georgia coast this morning, and then Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center says it's on to the Carolinas.
It is forecast to make landfall in either northern South Carolina or southern North Carolina, and then it will be moving inland but not very far inland, so that there'll still be strong winds occurring along the coast. It's likely that we'll see tropical storm force winds spread northward all the way through the Mid-Atlantic states into southern New England.
Protests against police brutality and systemic racism quieting down now in downtown Portland, Oregon, after the departure of federal officers. There was a small crowd of a few hundred protesters last night, the 67th consecutive night of demonstrations. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We try loving, touching, squeezing each other. When I'm alone all by myself, you're out.
Back on What's On Your Mind, a little bit of breaking news here. Fargo police searching for a 55-year-old Robert Allen Young. Traveled to Luverne, Minnesota for work on July 27th. Was supposed to return on July 30th, but hasn't. Family has not been able to get a hold of him. Robert is a white male, 6'1", approximately 230 pounds, graying brown hair and blue eyes. Traveling in a gray 2015 Toyota Camry with North Dakota plates 173ANW. Gray 2015 Toyota Camry. Gray Camry. North Dakota plates 173ANW. If anyone has any information regarding Robert's whereabouts or his vehicle, please call your local law enforcement or Fargo police at 701-451-7660. 701-451-7660. Back on What's On Your Mind, Eric in Watford City hadn't finished his thought here yet before the break. Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council coming up. Stay tuned. Lots to do here today on the program. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, and you hear a lot about, you know, the people that need unemployment, you know, for whatever reason, they lost their job, they got to put food on the table. You know, the unemployment was created not to help people pay all their bills. It's supposed to help them so they can actually find a different job to pay their bills. And I mean, all the money that total money from the COVID-19 relief package, the extra money that I got was probably $3,600, and I didn't need the money. I actually kind of felt guilty getting it, so I gave a lot of it to the church my wife and I go to, and then my parents needed a laptop, so I bought them a laptop. And that's part of the problem, though, is like there's no way to actually know who needs the money and who really doesn't, and they just give it to everybody.
Yeah, that's why, in my mind, it ought not go through unemployment, right? I mean, if you're going to go, that's why, you know, you mentioned the two the checks that your wife and you received. That was the idea there. That was the safety net. But again, all this was done rather fast, and now it's all evil Republicans won't continue to pay anybody. I say push back against that. We ought not, you know, swallow that nothing burger, because what they're doing is paying people not to work, and that's a democratic thing, I guess. But it also is on the taxpayers with a lot of debt. So these are all great points, and I appreciate the call and the stories on the individual's situation, because there have been people that have called like you that have a legitimate reason for the $600. I get that. I totally get that. I want to tell you about our friends at the University of Mary, and we're going to chat with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council today on the program. At the University of Mary, 99% of on-campus undergraduate students receive financial aid. And right now, the university is offering a new scholarship. It's called the CARE 19 Scholarship for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class, or first-time applicants who will transfer to the university this fall. See, the University of Mary is preparing for students on campus beginning in September with wide-open spaces that allow for social distancing, highly qualified emergency response team that's right there 24/7, created a detailed reopening plan for safety, security, and preparedness. They got a crow's nest restaurant on campus open 24/7, seats about 600 people, so less crowding at peak times. Instead of the lecture halls of 200 to 300 students, smaller class sizes keep students and faculty safe and connect students and faculty with faculty knowing students by name. It's a big part of what they do. There's still time to apply to join the incoming class of 2020. To learn more about the university's plans to safely restart classes on campus this fall, visit umary.edu/prepared. Prepared. All right. Circle your calendar. 13th of August. It's actually a week from Thursday. We're going to have a We the People gathering of We the People to talk about energy in North Dakota. All things energy, every energy source, and showing elected leaders, showing folks in the business community how much support there is for energy. Let our voices be heard. We've invited the elected leaders, we've invited regulars, invited the officials in the industry, but we the people are the main event. This is just me. I'm just doing this because I see a little bit of squabble here, squabble there, and I think, gosh, we just don't have the time to waste to be on different pages. We do this all together. Come together, agree on things, and what we can't agree on, push and push hard for. So that is certainly the plan. Part of the reason things have been a little tense of late has been the announcement by Great River Energy that they're closing Coal Creek Station. And I get that. People that have worked in that industry for decades see a plant like Coal Creek Station, which is, you know, a great plant. If somebody would shut down, they would abandon, they'd say, what? I know plans are, you know, underway among mainly elected leaders and others to try and get something done, but we today are talking with Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. Let's start, Jason, on that front. A lot of folks worried out there. Tell us a little bit about the Lignite Energy Council role in all this with CCS.
Yeah, you know, what we've done at the Lignite Energy Council as far as the Coal Creek situation is we've tried to maintain our role in creating an and policy options that make that transition possible. You know, it's hard for a trade association to get into the nuts and bolts of operating a facility. You know, there's intellectual property issues, there's operations issues. So what we've tried to do is create the environment that would make it worthwhile for an ownership transition to occur, to give that potential new owner confidence that I'm going into an industry that has strength, that has viability, and where I can step in and immediately become part of a vibrant industry in the state. So, you know, we're not in the nuts and bolts of the negotiations because that's you know, the role of a GRE or of a North American Coal who owns the Falkirk mine. But what we've tried to do is clear the runway of any policy issues that might prevent a transfer, as well as flagging some of those policy issues that might make it an attractive target for a new owner.
What would be some examples of that? What things do you think need to be in place so as those negotiations play out, it gets to be more of a, you know, I guess an environment that somebody's worthy, willing to consider, yeah, rather, you know, dig it in.
Yeah, a couple of issues I can throw out right away. You know, you mentioned dry fining. It's a great technology. Some of the things that we've tried to do are on the R&D side of the federal level to say, if there's going to be an ownership change, that a new owner would be able to immediately step in and start receiving the refined coal tax credit, or be able to find an immediate path forward to get 45Q tax credits for capturing and sequestering CO2. So we've had some of our correspondence with our members of Congress basically saying, hey, as you're working on coronavirus response issues, here's some things that could be of benefit to the broader coal industry. And even specifically, increase the value of all of our coal burning plants, value as potential carbon capture, facilities.
And, you know, that does it take a lot of, is that a heavy lift, what you just described? In other words, if you got to convince, on a tax credit or anything else, you know, legislative leaders or congressional leaders, to get the package you want to get in place to say, hey, this is the right environment for somebody to come in and go to it, folks, who do you have to convince?
Well, luckily, we don't have to convince our congressional delegation. You know, they see the importance of that, and so they get the big picture. So then you're trying to convince other members of Congress, and you're trying to fit these priorities into a very narrow window at the federal government as they continue to debate all of the items that are going into the next COVID response bill. You're competing with priorities from the renewable industry. You're competing with priorities from elsewhere, and be able to say, this is necessary and this is a priority, and here's the return that you get for the country. We become this world leader in carbon capture technology. So it's our delegation is on board. It's just, how do you manage the politics and fit all those pieces into place? I'm optimistic we're going to get an increased allotment of 45Q tax dollars. But I don't know what time frame that's going to be.
How much your overall confidence level on ultimately for the people that now work at Coal Creek Station and those at the adjacent Falkirk Mine are going to have a viable entity to be a part of going forward? I mean, what are our chances here, and do you believe getting across the finish line and saving this?
Yeah, again, it's hard for me because I'm not in those negotiations between the companies. I know there's interest. I know the thing that gives me the most comfort is I know what that facility is capable of. It's a great facility. It produces electricity at a low cost. The workers at the Falkirk coal mine are among the best in the industry responding to these challenges at lowering costs. So what gives me hope is I know that a new operator can step into that facility and produce electricity at a competitive price. And once you know you have the confidence to be able to answer that question, then it's about finding connecting the right person, the right people, and making the environment conducive to that. And unfortunately, we're in kind of a crazy time with the financial markets, with COVID, and those things are working against us, just the general uncertainty in the business environment. But the fact that we have a known quantity in Coal Creek and a known quantity in Falkirk that are able to do great work, that gives me optimism that there could be an ownership transfer.
That is Jason Bohr from the Lignon Energy Council. More of our conversation with him. This is fascinating stuff, and I know I imagine a bit of hope as well for people that have been watching very closely to see what's going to happen right there and get a way forward. Different buyer, different owner, different package. You know, what do you do as it relates to the Falkirk mine, which is already there operating, but is feeding Coal Creek Station? So, an update for you on that front. More with Jason when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com, brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Debt is a significant concern among millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers alike, while not saving more for retirement is still their biggest regret. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. Diane Gallagher is the company's vice president.
Despite these similarities, nearly half of the millennials in our survey expect their standard of living in retirement to be better than their current situation, while one-third of the boomers think that it will instead be worse.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, the Red, White, and You sale going on right now. Shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area with new shipments, fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find the vehicle for your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, and Cruises. Some at very low miles and payments are as low as $199 a month, and all come with that lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, happy birthday to Brenda Trandum. I know she's listening as she does every day. These are the kind of listeners we want to give a big, giant, COVID-free bear hug to. Yeah, mostly because it's virtual. It's a virtual bear hug.
Absolutely.
We love listeners that listen every day. Oh, my gosh. If you listen every day and you send me a text today, I'll give you a prize. What should I give him? My pillow?
Okay. Oh, always a strong choice.
Yeah, my pillow's a good strong choice. All right. If you listen every day, Scouts Honor, 701-367-2054, you tell us. Okay, back with our conversation with Jason Bohr from the Late Night Energy Council. Jason is leads an organization, the Lignite Energy Council, that has the honor of representing the coal industry in North Dakota, an industry I've talked about for years and years and years on this program, and it's just talking about it. It feels so unimportant compared to the fact folks that actually do it and provide us affordable, reliable energy and have these constant attacks coming at them from all directions. One of the reasons we're having the event on the 13th of August, let's just all be in one big, happy North Dakota energy family, and let's fight like the Dickens for what we all agree on, you know, and just to and just come together and go to work. Because I love everybody in every energy industry in this state. I really do. And love what you do. So we certainly appreciate that. MISO is an organization we've told you about before on What's On Your Mind, especially on Energy Matters, explaining it's an energy transmission entity. And the Lignite Energy Council has been seeking a seat to have a role there for a long, long time. And it hasn't happened. What's the latest on that, Jason?
Well, it's important because we're giving value to the grid right now that isn't really being recognized. We're providing resilience value and we're providing baseload value to the grid, and it's all coming from our coal plants, and yet it's not really being recognized the way that the market prices and values electricity. And so being able to have a seat at that table and be able to be part of those conversations, again, looking into the future for all of our coal plants in North Dakota, to be able to say 10 years, 5 years, 2 years in the future, we're going to more accurately represent the value that is being produced by these plants. It gives all of our operators the confidence that they should be able to keep operating into the future because their product is going to be properly priced in the value in the marketplace. You know, if you force Apple to sell a product and they're not able to monetize some of the unique value that they bring to the marketplace, you know, they can't monetize their FaceTime, for instance. You know, people don't want to buy a smartphone that can't do FaceTime if all of their friends have FaceTime. And so that's kind of the situation that the coal plants find themselves in, is they're providing electrons, but they can't monetize the resilience, the baseload value that is extremely valuable, and it's extremely important. So being able to have a seat at the MISO table at least allows us to inject those attributes into the conversation.
When do you think you'll have a decision there?
You know, I thought we would have a decision in the past year at several different times. MISO is a big organization. There's a lot of competing voices. Everybody ought to be working toward the same goals, but it's hard to make big changes to a big bureaucracy, especially when there's some voices at that table who want coal's voice silenced. We've run into a little bit of that, but at the end of the day, I think it's going to happen in the next few months where we will be able to start that. We'll be able to officially conclude that process and be a member of MISO. A
couple of the quick things I want to ask you about. Lignite Energy Council has done some fun things as an early adopter of electric vehicles and building chargers and getting the power stations up and running. What kind of dividends do you expect for all of that in the future?
Here's what we've seen at our charging station. Since we put it in, our electricity bill has gone up about $250 a month. So it's a public charger. A lot of people use it, but it clearly increases demand for electricity. That's one of the very easy benefits. But it also increases awareness that electricity for electric vehicles has to come from somewhere. And the most reliable and cheapest place for it to come from in North Dakota is the coal plants. So it is increasing demand, but it's also increasing awareness of where electricity comes from, and that's a good thing.
Jason Bohr from Lignite Energy Council, always a fascinating conversation. Smart, smart guy. Jason came actually out of the congressional world, working with members of Congress on energy issues, and the Lignite Energy Council brought him as president and CEO a number of years ago, and just does a very good job representing the agency, just a strategic thinker, and always explains these things very well. So I know, especially on the Coal Creek Station front, very important to many of our listeners, so appreciate you checking in on that for sure. Let's see here. Neil in Minot's been waiting a long time, and I only have a few seconds left. Neil, you want to give me the latest?
Yeah, I can do it real quick. I just wanted to say that this is part of the frustrating part of being in the conservative party is that they're always leading from behind. They should have known that this would come to an end. And the Democrats already knew that this was going to be a wedge.
Yeah, you're right. It's a wedge. You're right. And we should know that going in, and we should do it a different way. Again, a lot happened fast, but there's no excuse this time. Thanks, Neil. God bless you, folks. By the way, more with Jason on Energy Matters.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.